Pleased to be joined by Senator Mike Padden from out in the city of Spokane Valley. Their 20th anniversary tonight. Just had Mayor Pam Haley up here. Welcome aboard, Mike. Good to see you.
Well, good to see you, Mike. And we are in the Spokane Valley right here, right now.
Yes, we are, indeed. I was just talking with Mayor Haley as that pitch down low, two balls and one strike. This area of the fairgrounds is going to be seeing some transformation here in the next year or so.
Yeah, we're very excited. And the City of the Valley and the state and other partners have stepped up to help with that.
Really looking forward to what transforms here at the ballpark. I was talking with her. I said, this stadium, built 1958, in 3 months, getting ready for the Dodgers to bring their AAA team here, which turned out to be a wonderful partnership over a decade.
Yeah, those were the days with Tommy Lasorda and the...
And those young Dodger players that went on to have great success in the 70s as Kootenay leads it off with a single to right field here in the fifth inning. So the tying run on board for the Dust Devils as Andy Blake, the shortstop, comes to the plate. He grounded to short his first time up. You gone to Indians games for quite a while?
Yeah, we were here just last week and saw a great game where they won 6-4.
Yes.
And that was beautiful weather.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a little cooler than it is right now.
Right. They beat Hillsboro.
That's right. 6-4. Had a three-run rally to win that ball game as the pitch from the left-hander Green outside. One ball and no strikes. Yeah, I've talked often with people. I wasn't here in the 70s. I was back in Maryland as a young man. And the glory days of the Dodgers being here. I mean, I just hear from people all the time about how much fun it was to come out here and watch all those players that would later become great major league players.
Yeah, supposedly the best minor league team of all time. So
they voted that way by Baseball America, and I had a rare chance. I had a chance to go out, work with Rick Lukens and Dennis Patchen when I was working at KXLY, and we went around the Western United States, and we talked to a lot of the guys from that 1970 team. I got to talk with Billy Buckner, Buckner.
Yeah.
And what an enjoyable afternoon that was to do that.
Yeah, well, and then Tommy went on to manage the Olympic team. Nobody gave him a chance. He says, we're going to win it, and
yep,
they did.
You're exactly right. People forget about that yeah, he took the American team to a gold medal. Jim Abbott was the lead pitcher on that club. As Ryan Kibler out having a talk with Mason Green as the count, two balls and no strikes on Blake. Runner at first base, nobody out as we're in the top of the fifth, 2-1 in favor of the Indians. Senator Mike Padden from the city of Spokane Valley joining us here now. How long have you been in office now?
Well, I've been in the Senate since 2011. I was a district court judge for about 12 years, and before that was in the state house for just under 15 years. So kind of amazing for somebody as young as me, you know.
yes. Been at it quite a while. That's quite a career. I mean, what are you most proud of?
Well, being able to help people. You know, I mean, if somebody has a problem with state government, like they screwed up all the unemployment stuff and people couldn't get their unemployment and our office could help them get it. And some, you know, single moms or whatever that were desperate. I mean, I had my aides calling quite frequently because I was just afraid how they were doing. We were able to help a lot of folks that way. But, you know, I'm proud of some legislation that's gotten in over the years. But helping people's a big thing.
Walk to Blake as Green walks him on five pitches. And now there's two on and nobody out here in the fifth inning, and the Indians' bullpen starting to get active as a right-hander up and throwing for Spokane. Luis Amoroso now warming in the 8-1-1 call. The bullpen brought to you by Avista, who reminds you to call 8-1-1 before you dig. Indians a one-run lead, but being threatened here in the fifth by Tri-City. As coming to the plate to Sean Knowles as he lays down a bunt third base side. Sims has got it. He's waiting for someone to get to first base. No one covered. No one covered the bag. Cuba Best had gone down the line. Kent wasn't there as Best wasn't able to get back to first, and that's going to go as an infield single, and the Indians fail to execute. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out. Down to third base goes Kootenay, and Blake down to second. So a bit of a pickle here for Green in the fifth inning. He's got some work to do. Indians going to play at double play depth, so willing to concede the run if they can turn a double play as Adrian Plasencia at the plate. He has walked and flown to right, 0-for-1 officially tonight. 2-1 ball game, top of five. Base is full, nobody out, and the curveball from Green over for a called strike. No balls and one strike. I was talking with Mayor Haley as well, are all the projects going on out in Spokane Valley. I mean, the amount of growth going on in the city, it probably has to even be beyond what you could have imagined 20 years ago. As a ground ball hit to the shortstop, tags the bag, throw to first in time for the double play, and that is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Indians. That's going to go 6-3 on the double play. No RBI for Plasencia. The tying run does score, as Kootenay will score from third base. Down to third will go Blake on the fielder's choice. And the runner Knowles forced out on that double play. So you got a runner at third now with two out and a 2-2 ball game. But the amount of growth, I mean, you couldn't even imagine 20 years ago.
No, and we're growing great. And, of course, North Idaho's grown even faster.
Yes.
So we are of the top 10 cities population. Spokane Valley's grown the most. But, I mean, in the Tri-Cities, Kennewick and that area has grown a lot, too. But they aren't quite in the top 10 yet.
Well, I've seen the amount of growth down there. I drive through Tri-Cities all the time. And that's south part, Southridge area, has expanded as a line drive. Smoked off the bat by Stewart right to the third baseman, Ben Sims. They call it the hot corner for a reason as he makes the catch. A run is going to score in this inning on two base hits. No errors in the inning. There was a runner left. Mike Padden, pleasure to see you.
Yeah, it's been great, Mike, and we're glad you're doing the games.
Well, you know what? So am I. Mike Padden joining us, Senator from Spokane Valley, as they celebrate their 20th anniversary.